Opportunity is available for anyone who will take it. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Opportunity is available for everyone who will take it. Do you know people who take opportunity?
Yes.
And what do they do when they take opportunity? They have wonderful experiences. They have wonderful adventures. When they take opportunities, life just opens up for them, and they have beautiful things happening. However, many people have the old attitude from the service and never volunteer for anything. In service, they always said, never volunteer for anything. And that was for people who didn't want to get anywhere. They want to just do their time in service and get out of service and be done with it, you know. There are people who look at life as every moment being precious, every moment being something that is really wonderful that you want to get the most out of it. And so, the only way to get the most out of life is to put the most into it. Whenever you have an opportunity, if someone comes up to you and says, hey lady, tell me about this, and you say, look kid, I haven't got time to tell every kid that comes along this. And rather than that, you say, hey, what would you like to know? What can I share with you? That's wonderful that you asked me. Here I am standing in this group of people, and of all the people, you come up and ask me. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for the privilege of thinking that I know what your answer is. Now, what is it that you'd like to know? So he asked his question, and his question is silly beyond means and stupid beyond means and just something to irritate and something to rattle your cage, and you treat it like a valid question. You say, well now, if you look at it like that, of course the only answer is going to be that it doesn't work. But if you turn it around and you look at it from this way, then the answer is yes. Now look, if you really think about that, now here's how you can really look at it and really come up with a conclusion that will really be wonderful. And the kid looks at you, lady, I was pulling your chain. Oh, you may have been pulling my chain, but opportunity doesn't know about pulled chains. Opportunity just knows that, hey, here's something that wants to be looked at. You wouldn't have thrown that question at me if you hadn't had a little bit of an interest in knowing the answer. Well, I don't really care about the answer. Well, let's stop a minute. Now, you say, you don't really care about the Big Bang Theory. I mean, here you are 10 years old, and you don't care about the Big Bang Theory. What sort of school do you go to? You know, in every school, kids who are 2 and 3 years old and 4 years old, they learn about the Big Bang Theory. They learn about the big atom that burst in the heavens and created all the stars and all the universe itself. And they learn about them. And they learn how in 15 billion years, life has come to where it is today. And some say it's a little less, a little more, but you know, 15 billion, that's a lot of time. Now, what was going on? Now, there were the movement of the atoms and the movement of the undifferentiated matter and the differentiated matter. Hey lady, what's that? Well, the undifferentiated matter is stuff you can't see. And the differentiated matter is something you can see. Oh, you mean like you look up in the sky and you see the sky is blue? No, the sky is not blue. The sky is full of dust. And the dust is reflecting the blue. And that's what you see. Because unless there is something to reflect the color, you wouldn't see color. Because you see right through everything. Oh, gee. You know? And you go on with all sincerity talking to him. And by the time you're done, that kid goes back to school a genius. Because somebody really cared about his stupid, stupid questions that he was just doing to pull your chain. And you had no chain to pull. You just gave him the beautiful answer. You took the opportunity not only to have fun yourself and play the game that you thoroughly enjoy, but also to teach him how to have fun in a meaningful way, in a way that takes opportunities and said, wow, listen to this, listen to that. Isn't this great? And then life becomes a great joy. Opportunity is available for everyone who will take it. You just have to be ready for it. Dozens of times, people come up to you and say silly things. And they're just trying to get your goat, pull your chain. And what do? You answer them in a sincere, honest, caring, imaginative way that gets them interested in what you were really doing rather than in what they think. Now, little children come to their mother, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, why? Mommy, why?" And the children, I will tell you right now, have absolutely no interest in knowing why. The children are asking the question for one reason. You know the answer?
To get attention.
Now, here you know that. And still you say, "Go fly a kite, kid. I'm busy. I can't take time with you. I'm too busy, kid. I can't take time." He wants attention. Now, what if he wants attention 24 hours of the day? Then you have a genius on your hands. And are you equal to it? Are you equal to the genius you got on your hands? You see, when they start out this way, and they are met with a rebuff, "Oh, I haven't got time. Oh, I haven't got time." Soon, they stop asking questions, they stop being inquisitive, and they stop wanting to learn. You have not taken their opportunity away from them, but you have not encouraged them in their opportunity to be good students. So, whenever a child asks you a question, or an adult, or anybody, you are never so busy that you can't take time to answer it. If you stubbed your toe and you hurt it very badly and you had to put a bandage on it, you'd put that bandage on right away, wouldn't you? You'd take time from whatever you were doing to take care of that toe. If your house were on fire, you'd be calling the fire department and you'd be squirting your house with a hose. You'd be doing everything you can to put it out, and you were supposed to go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread. And you never got to the grocery store to buy that loaf of bread because you had to put the house out, the fire out in the house. Now, you say, "Well, of course, of course." Everything is equally as important. And some things come with a bigger price tag on, with a bigger enthusiasm to it, and others come with just seemingly unimportantness to them. Or the children are saying, "Why, Mommy? Why, Mommy?" That's a word that's universal, and you see, it's 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 a word that's universal. It's a word that every single child asks their parents. Every single child is a genius. Every single child is fabulous. And most parents don't want to take the time to encourage that genius and that fabulousness. They give a sort of a non-plus answer to a question that deserves a very in-depth answer. Now, the kid may not understand your in-depth answer, but your sincerity and your ability to express yourself shows where you are, and also every word you give that child in answer to his question is a seed planted. He may not have tilled his ground properly. He may not have the soil mulched perfectly in preparation for those seeds, but the seeds are there. And when he is ready to gain the benefit of the seeds, they're there. And he will have had good seeds from you, wise seeds from you. He will have had opportunity met by you. And you will have done him and yourself a great service. You see, we have the tendency to think that we don't know things. And the reason we have a tendency to think that we don't know things is that we're told that we don't know things. If we were just told all of our life, "I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer," we would know things. And we would know everything. And we would be fabulous students. We'd be wonderful beings, wonderful people, fantastic in every way. But are we willing to do what is necessary to walk with, in, and through every opportunity that comes along? Great. If we can do that, man, every door is open to us. And you see, opportunity is available for everyone who will take it. And we don't always recognize what opportunity is. But you get a flat tire on the road, and say, Daddy's fixing the flat tire, that's nice of him. Or you wait for the AAA, you know. And so you're sitting there, and you're bored. And so it's a wonderful opportunity. Oh, did you notice that squirrel? That is a red squirrel. That's a ground squirrel. Now, do you see the other squirrel up in the tree? That's a tree squirrel. And now, watch when he jumps from one branch to the other. He'll open up his arms, and he has sort of a glider built in him. The skin hangs out there so that he can float through the air better. Have you ever noticed that? No. Hey, that's neat. And what kind of tree is this? Is that an oak tree? Or is that a pine tree? Or is that a birch? What kind of tree is that, you know? Maybe it's a maple, huh? And what do maple trees have? They have maple syrup in them. Ooh, boy, oh boy. And the leaves turn all sorts of lovely colors in the fall. But, hey, what kind of trees are these? Let's look at them. We got a few minutes here to wait, you know? So let's look. And so just a couple trees by the side of the road, and you're looking at those trees. And it's not a forest. It's somebody's front yard, you know? You're waiting to get your flat fixed. And so along comes the AAA, and your father says, Sir, I have a flat tire, and I would appreciate it if you would fix it for me. And the AAA man says, Yes, sir, that's why I'm here. And do you have a spare in the car? And Dad says, Yes, and here it is there. So then Dad says, Thank you. And he leaves the man to his work. And he goes back to his children and his wife, and he shares more with them about anything that happened to come along. And he says, Now you know, Penny, and that's the little girl. He says, You know, Penny, you're just the right age to know about stones. Now, you see these little stones in front of this house? They're just little pebble stones. Now, every one of them at one time was a big pebble. Every one of these was at one time a great big stone, and they were bunched, knocked, and rolled. Sometimes nature does it, and sometimes the quarry does it when they make pea gravel. And people want a lot of pea gravel. That's gravel the size of peas. And then they put them out in front of their house, and it makes it look very pretty. Now, where did these stones come from? Oh, these are granite. How can you tell they're granite? Oh, let's just look at the texture of them. Now, you could give a dozen lessons in sharing lovely little attitudes like that and lovely little directions. And you learn, too. But those are opportunities. Now, your boy comes home from school. Dad, I'm going to have a paper route. And the father says, That's wonderful. Now, you know you have a responsibility with that. You go out in the rain and the snow and the cold and the hot, and you deliver those papers. You're making a promise now to that company that you will deliver their papers. And you'll deliver however many they give you, and you'll get so much for paper for doing this. Yeah, I know, Dad. And the better job you do, the better route you'll get. And, well, why do I want a better route? Well, son, you want a better route because when you do a real good job on your route, when you put the paper on the porch of every place where you deliver it, when Christmas time comes, they like to say thank you. And naturally, when you have a better neighborhood, they give a little more money. And if you have an ordinary neighborhood, they give money too. And when you have a poorer neighbor, they sometimes give you a piece of cake or invite you in for some pie, or they invite you in to mow their lawn for them because they're just a little old lady living alone. And you have the privilege, the opportunity of mowing their lawn for nothing. And I mean, that is really terrific. But Dad, I don't want to do things for nothing. You're never really doing things for nothing. You're doing things because your heart is so big. It just has to do that. When an opportunity comes along, you just have to meet it. But Dad, son, I won't say any more about it now. We'll just let it happen. And you watch. You watch. When you see someone who really needs something and they can't afford it, you'll do everything you can to help them do it. And son, my mother was proud of me because I did that too. And I know I'll be proud of you because you'll be proud of yourself. So take every opportunity that comes along and work with it and play with it and enjoy it, because you never know what the next opportunity is going to be. The next opportunity might be something really interesting, something really fascinating, like getting on a balloon and floating up into the sky. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, son, I hear there's a circus coming to town, and they're having a balloon flights with the circus. So you just keep doing what you're doing and make me proud of you, so proud of you that I want to do something nice for you. And I'll take all your kids up for a balloon ride. Okay? See, opportunity comes when we give lovingly, generously, and fantastically of ourselves. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.